Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Side-by-Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and today's episode we're going to be talking about the question, what is the best way to prepare for the FAA Air Traffic Control Academy? There's a lot you can do, and at the same time, there's not a lot you can do. So we'll go over a couple of things that you can do. I've got about six different things that you can do to help you be as prepared as you can be. Now, the FAA does a pretty good job of teaching you everything you need to know to pass the academy. The curriculum, the lesson plans that they have, that your instructors will, for the most part, give to you verbatim from the lesson plans, and you'll have a copy of it so you can follow along, make notes, adapt how they present it to what works best for you. If it means taking a lot of notes, take notes. If you're more of just a listener and underline some of the stuff, highlight some of the stuff in the lessons, then do it that way. But the lessons that they give you are fairly thorough, and they will teach you just about everything you need to know as far as from the book perspective. They will teach you everything you need to know. And then, you know, a thing to understand about the academy is the tests that they give you. You'll have, let's see, there's a MAP test. There's what they call the CKT, Controller Knowledge Test. There are two of those. One that you'll get in non-radar, and then you'll get another one during the radar portion. The one in the radar portion does cover a lot of non-radar stuff, so don't forget it. You'll have an aircraft characteristics test, which is pretty simple. It's basically just memorizing a chart, and if you can reproduce the chart, that'll give you all the answers you need for that test. So it should be a fairly high score on that. The MAP test at the beginning, they give you a blank map. You can draw the airspace map on it and put as much stuff on there as you can, and then you use that to answer questions on the computer. And so it's basically, you know, the map that you can memorize and put stuff on there. That's your cheat sheet. And the same with the aircraft characteristics. It's a cheat sheet in order to answer the questions on the test. And then you'll have a computer input test that's in radar. You can practice for it. Most of the radar simulations are going to give you a good amount of practice, especially leading up in the days, a couple of days beforehand. The instructors will work with you on practicing like the 6-7-10. If you're not at the academy, you don't know what that is, but you'll find out. Putting in flight plans, stuff like that. And so they give you a lot of support in the academic portion of it. And then, of course, there are the scenarios, the practice problems in non-radar and radar. Use them not just to learn. The FAA does a pretty good job of starting you at a very basic point in both non-radar and radar, and then progressing you with each problem. And it is fairly good. And then they, especially in non-radar, they will jump to, from one level, they will make a jump to a level that you haven't seen before. And a lot of students have a problem because that those jumps can be fairly significant in complexity. And but don't let it bother you. It's there. It, as I've said in previous podcasts, it's designed to keep you studying. That's the main thing they want to do. So that's kind of a brief overview of the academy. They do expect you to practice, especially if you're in the en route portion. You're going to have to practice during the scenarios. You're going to have to, in both terminal and en route, you have to practice the phraseology. I've seen several things online that say about the only thing that you can practice ahead of time before you get to Oklahoma City is learning the phonetic alphabet. Well, that, yes, you can do. So find that. I could go through it real quick for you, but I won't. But you can find it online. It's fairly easy to find, and it's a phonetic alphabet. My wife actually found it so she could say it in the ATC way, and instead of maybe the police way or, you know, people on TV way. But one of the keys to prepare is start working on being disciplined with your time, being focused with your thinking. Go in knowing that you are going to be thrown a lot of information, and you're going to have to not just retain it, but learn how to use it. And it's going to be a lot. So understand that going in. One of the things they're going to be looking at is your understanding of airspace and non-radar. It's your airspace, the facilities around you. In radar, they go into some more detail about other airspace, whether it's the different classes of airspace. They go into military airspace and all sorts of stuff like that, which you don't necessarily need for non-radar, but you will need to understand it for the CKT, the controller knowledge test. I was talking about the second one of those. And then why prepare ahead of time? Why try and get into that focus? You have to understand that the pass rate at the academy is not great. It's not horrible. It's not as bad as it was in the 80s and 90s when I went through. But it's not really where the FAA wants it to be, because they spend a lot of money on everyone that goes through there. As a student, they spend money that if you do not pass, it's not money they're going to be able to recoup from you later on as an employee. So understand that the pass rate right now is between 60 and 70%, depending on where you look, how you look at it. As the FAA incorporates more of the CTI schools into the advanced training part of it and take them straight from CTI graduation into towers, that pass rate is probably going to go down a little bit. CTI schools are a really good way to prepare for going to the academy. It will give you a lot of information that is a big help in getting there. And then, is there a big difference between being really prepared and not being prepared when you get to the academy? To tell you the truth, I'm not sure how to answer that, because as an instructor there, we saw you after you went through, and at the time, pre-COVID, it was in-person basics. Post-COVID, it was, of course, online basics. I do think that in-person basics prepares you a little bit more. You get used to being at the academy for those 2, 3, 4 weeks that you're going to be there for basics. So it does prepare you a little bit. So that's kind of the first area, is understanding what the structure is going to be like at the academy and what they're going to expect of you. Next, you know, academic preparation. I talked a little bit already about learning some of the phraseology, especially the alphabet. And then understand that you're going to need to practice phraseology almost from day one. As soon as you start being taught it in the class, start practicing it. Practice it with each other. And when you practice it, you have to practice it correctly. Because if you do not practice the phraseology correctly, if you do not insist when you're practicing with each other and with your classmates, if you do not insist on it being correct, you are going to ingrain bad habits and bad phraseology. And bad phraseology will cost you a lot of points at the academy. So when you're practicing, you have to practice it correctly. You have to insist with each other, with your classmates. You have to insist that it be correct. Otherwise, you're just, you know, you're wasting your practice time. If you're not going to do it correctly, there's really no reason to practice. It would actually probably be better if you didn't practice, as opposed to practicing it incorrectly. Okay, so just keep that in mind. You can't really prepare for what separation is going to be like. They will teach that to you. As soon as it becomes available to you, start reading the LOAs, which are the letters of agreement. Start reading the SOP, which is standard operating procedures. They won't mean a whole lot to you when you first start reading them, because you won't understand and be familiar with the actual processes that they're talking about. But start reading them. Get in the habit of reading the LOAs and the SOP over and over and over. I've said in previous podcasts, you have to know these things better than your instructors and better than the evaluators. And I will tell you, that is not an easy thing. The instructors know it. They deal with it every day. They deal with it class after class after class. Evaluators, same thing. They deal with it every day. Probably not as much as the instructors. The instructors will probably know it a little bit better than the evaluators. Use that. But you have to know it better than evaluators. There are resources online while you're at the academy. There are communities and forums that you can get involved in. Discord has a very in-depth chat. One of the things that I've noticed on Discord is sometimes I get off on subjects that have nothing to do with where you are at the academy, and it's very easy to get distracted by that. Also realize that for the most part, you're getting, when you're on Discord, you're getting the view from people who have passed. And I've noticed several times that people say, well, it's not as difficult. The academy is not as difficult as everybody said it was going to be. That's a very dangerous mindset to get into. And you're talking about someone who obviously passed, and that's good. But I think it would be even better if you could temper that with the view from people who have not passed, who did struggle, and kind of learn what maybe caused them to struggle. So that's my only concern about Discord and the chat that's on there on Discord. It's fairly involved. And like I said, it can go off on tangents that don't really pertain to where you are at the academy or just coming out of a CTI school, for example. And then another thing you can do is develop a study routine that you can carry with you when you get to the academy. When you start in basics, basics is basically that. It is basics, the basics of air traffic. And don't take it lightly. Develop a routine. Some tools that you can use are flashcards. There are apps out there, and they've been made available to the students that will help. They were starting to do that when I was there about 3 years ago, and some of them are very, very good for learning the airspace, learning identifiers, learning stuff like that. Use it. You will have some practice tests and the quizzes that you have at the end of every lesson plan or every lesson. They're simple, but that's where the FAA gets most of their test questions, and you get to see how the FAA words them. Okay, so that's some of the academic preparation that you can go through. And then number three is very important. It's mental and emotional preparation. As I went over in a couple of the last podcasts, the mental demands of air traffic control are going to be really unlike anything that you've tried to do in the past. I've seen students that were police officers before. I've seen students that just came out of college. I've seen students that had master's degrees. And every single person that comes into the academy, and really even the CTI grads, they're coming from an ATC background. Even if you're coming from the military, the academy is different. It is going to be different. The mental demands are going to be different. It's, as I've said in previous podcasts, it's a 3-month job interview. And you have to learn how to make decisions. You have to practice making decisions. You have to practice staying calm and keeping your emotions in check. You are going to have moments where you're going to want to get emotional. You're going to get upset at yourself. You're going to possibly disagree with an instructor on what to do. Don't let it fester. Don't let it boil over. You can definitely discuss things with your instructors, and I would encourage you to. And so will they. Ask questions. But try to practice staying calm. Okay? I know it's easy to say, and it's not really easy to explain how to do it. Just know that that's one of your goals. And then, looking at my notes, it says simulating the high pressure environment to get used to it. There's really no way to do that aside from the last few days of non-radar. Once you get into the high teens in the problems, say past 17, 18, you start getting into the level that the evals are probably going to be. Anywhere from, I've seen anywhere from 17 to 26. They're all fairly complex at that point. So start really focusing on getting the things done, okay? You really want to start putting pressure on yourself at that point. And then just understand that there is going to be stress. there are going to be moments when you just feel like you've made the wrong decision to go to the academy. Well, don't let that bother you. It happens to everyone, pretty much. I would say even the most experienced CTI grads have moments where they're like, oh, what am I doing here? Okay, so understand, it happens. All right, number four, communication and assertiveness. Just realize that communication is what air traffic control is. You're talking to pilots, you're talking to controllers. You have to communicate with the pilot for them to understand what you want them to do. You have to communicate with controllers to understand what they need of you and what you need of them. So you have to be clear. You have to be concise. You cannot ramble. That's why the phraseology is the way it is, so that we can get a lot of information to each other in a very short period of time. You have to understand phraseology. You have to practice saying it out loud. You have to practice the scenarios out loud. You can't just practice them in your head. You have to practice them with other people. We'll go into a little thing that I would have my classes do, or the students that I worked with in other classes. I would say around in non-radar, about problem 17 or 18, start practicing just your pre-plan. Pre-plan three or four scenarios in a row. Give yourself 15 minutes, or give yourself actually about 13 minutes, and don't worry about ripping the strips, but give yourself about 13 minutes and pre-plan the problem. You can practice pre-planning three problems in the same amount of time it takes you to run and practice one problem if you do the full problem. So you can get a little more practice in. And if you can nail down that pre-plan, it allows you to start the scenario on a really good footing. You're confident, more confident going into the scenario. And it really sets you up for success in each scenario if you can nail the pre-plan. If you're confused in the pre-plan and you're not really, you don't really have a direction to get through it and things like that, well, then you're going to start the scenario really in a bad frame of mind, and you're going to start it in a bad place in the scenario itself. So practice that. Practice. And then seek feedback when you're practicing with classmates. Talk to each other about what you saw them do. Pay attention to what your classmates do, how they solve problems. Okay? Because they may have a different style than you do. They may come at it from a different way of doing things. And that can be really great for you to get a different idea of how to do something. Okay, so seek feedback from your classmates. Seek feedback from the instructors. Ask questions. And then I have a little note here. Seek feedback from a mentor or coach. And I'll go into that towards the end of the podcast. I won't tease it too much, but number five, physical and lifestyle preparation. Wow. Understand that there is going to be a physical toll on your body, not just the mental toll, but a physical toll on your body over the 3 months that you're at the academy. You have to get rest. You have to exercise regularly. And my notes say maintain a healthy diet. If you knew me, you would know that the healthy diet part is kind of laughable for me. I've been overweight most of my adult life post college as a soccer player, I weighed next to nothing when I was in high school, and even in college, put on 20 pounds that I needed to put on, and needed to put on a little bit more actually when I was in college. But the weight that I carry now, it's not good, and it all started with the academy, and started with stress, and then started with me not eating well. So try to get into a routine of eating halfway decently. Exercising is such a great way to relieve stress. I would even suggest, even if you're not a golfer, go hit some golf balls. Picture someone's face on that ball, and you'll be surprised how much stress management you can get out without actually hitting someone. Just, I've done that since high school. Put someone's face on a golf ball and you swing and hit it. It does amazing things for your mental health. It really does. Work on being ready to manage your time, manage your study, manage your practice time. And then if you have family that are going with you, manage your family life. Do not leave that unspoken for. Do not leave that unplanned for. One of the keys that going into the academy is going to be establishing a routine. Get that started before you get there. Get that started before you get into basics. Have a routine that you go through every day, understanding that it will help you. You don't want to be trying to develop that routine the first few weeks of the academy. Try and develop that routine before you get there. And then avoid burnout. Take breaks. The FAA knows. They know that controllers, after they've been on position for 2 hours, their mental capacity to do the job starts to decrease. So they've determined 2 hours, that's the max, and then take a break and use that. You have to stay with that when you're at the academy. You have to have the recovery time built in. So that's number five. Number six, building a support network. And on the outline that is going to go with this podcast, you'll see seeking mentorship. Surround yourself with people who understand what you're trying to do, and whether that's a spouse, a significant other, other family members, your classmates. Okay, this is where your classmates get to be so important in your life while you're there. But surround yourself with people who understand and support what you are trying to accomplish. This is not easy. Like I said, there are people in Discord who will say, it's not that bad. This is not easy what you're trying to do. Becoming an air traffic controller is not the easy way out. Okay? And then in my notes it says, find a mentor. Join groups, online communities we talked about with Discord that you can connect to and connect with others who are going through the process. Now, you've heard me mention it several times. Seek a mentor, seek a coach. When I was at the academy as an instructor, there were many of us instructors who wanted to offer tutoring for students who are going through the academy. The only problem was our position with the contractor, our position with the FAA, they wouldn't allow it. So if we wanted to offer tutoring services, it would mean that we would first have to quit our job as an instructor and then become a tutor and start a tutoring program. Well, what I want to do, and this is the first time I'm revealing it publicly, what I want to do is offer a coaching program for students who are going through the academy. To offer some encouragement, to be there when the students need someone to talk to. The FAA and the contractor are not really set up to provide that. I've seen students who went from being first in the class to failing after their second run. They didn't even get their third radar eval. They were already out, had already failed. And in the aftermath of that particular class, there was a meeting held to kind of determine what happened. And one of the evaluators brought up and asked me specifically, what happened with that student? And I didn't know. And I told him, there's no way for me to know. And the evaluator asked, well, isn't there a way to for them to talk to someone? And I said, no, there's not. So in the next weeks, months, I want to offer and start offering a coaching program. There will probably be a couple of different levels, but it'll involve some one-on-one coaching, some group coaching, and some extra downloadable, printable items, and some webinars, hopefully. So I'm in the process of getting all that finalized, getting it set up. If that's something that resonates with you, if that's something that you want, then please leave me a message, leave me a comment, email me at my email address is Tom Haynes, Haynes, that's Tom Haynes, at sidebysideatc.com. And it'll be in the notes for the podcast. So let me know what you think of that idea. Let me know if you think it would help. Let me know what things that you would love to see as a part of it. I'll be sending out a survey in the coming weeks also to kind of get your feedback. I want your feedback. I want to offer something that you students feel like you need, and take what my experience is with what you're going through, and we can come up with something that is really, really great, I hope. And so that's what I mean by seeking out a mentor, seeking out a coach. And then hopefully my goal is to make you stronger, more confident controllers, both at the academy and then after the academy. Okay? So a little conclusion, key takeaways is you have to understand we went over the academy structure and expectations, what kind of academic and mental preparation you can do. We talked about communication skills that you have to have, knowing the phraseology. You have to take care of your physical health. You have to establish very good habits. Then we talked about seeking a mentor or a coach and building your support system before you get there, so that you're not having to scramble and try and build that after you get there. And then I just want to let you know that with the right preparation, with the right mental attitude going in, you can face the challenges of the academy, and you can succeed at the academy. And you don't have to fear the academy. So I will leave you with this. There are resources online. We talked about the Discord. That's D-I-S-C-O-R-D, Discord. They have a chat for air traffic control and for students that are going through the academy. And then we talked about the coaching program that I want to offer that will be very personalized, very one-on-one, very encouraging, supportive, but also let you know what you might be needing to focus on. And that's why we call it Side-by-Side ATC, because I want to come alongside you and be there with you and help you get through and help you get into and help you succeed and help you become confident as an air traffic controller. That's my goal. That's why these podcasts started, and that's why this coaching program is going to start. That's why I'm going to be starting a blog, which will be a lot of what's on the podcast. We're going to go through all of this together, and we're going to come out of it all together. And so thank you so much again for taking the time to listen. I know I went a little long this time, but I do think it's an important message to get to you. So let me know what you think. Keep hitting follow. We're getting so many downloads, so many people that we're starting to reach, and I really, really can't thank you enough and really appreciate it. So hit follow, hit like, give us a review, leave us a note. You can email me. Sorry, my voice was going for a little bit. But just let us know. And thank you again so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me and supporting us. And until next time, I hope you have a great day. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Bye.